Quick one before we begin. If you are feeling lost, confused, or overwhelmed with your web design business or your web design side hustle, then let me just take a little minute to talk about my one-to-one private coaching service. My bespoke 90-day coaching program is designed to help you understand your dream clients, increase your prices, get clear on your web design process, and more. I am so passionate about helping web designers grow their businesses. I've developed a proven process that helps you if you are struggling to find clients and have no idea where to start or even look, confused on who your dream client is, whether you should niche, expand, or something else entirely, running from project to project with no time to put into growing your own business, unsure on how to market yourself and whether you should present your business to the world as an agency, a solopreneur, a personal brand, or something in between, stuck on what to post on social media, meaning that you just end up not posting, undercharging for your services and not sure how to make the leap to higher pay projects, and feeling lost with your process and feeling like you have no structure. Do not worry, friend, you are in the right place. By the end of our time together, you will have the strength to grow your business with a proven framework, the feeling of confidence from having a strategy, the power to overcome the business overwhelm, and the relief of clarity that you are moving in the right direction. The main areas I like to help my clients with are understanding who your dream clients are and how to find them, raising your prices and helping you get to 5K months and beyond, and getting clear on your process and refining it for success. Listen, don't worry, I've been there. I've felt overwhelmed, like I should be doing everything, but at the same time, nothing seems to work. Having no direction, no clarity, and not sure where to turn, feeling lost with no support system. And I've also in the past been not clear on who my dream clients were and how to charge correctly for my services and even knowing what my process should be. So let's fast forward to today where I'm consistently earning 5K each month. I'm crystal clear on my dream client and I have a solid process that helps me win and maintain clients. And you can have this too. Here's what's included with 3 months of my one-to-one coaching. A 90-minute strategy call where we will map out your goals and create a strategy for the next 90 days. 4 90-minute calls every other week, and then a final 120-minute call. There's unlimited email or voice note support throughout the entirety of the 90 days, and I am your go-to person to help you get really clear on your business and achieve the goals that you want to achieve. So if you're interested in taking part in my one-to-one coaching, head over to benbellamy.co.uk/coaching, where you will be able to look through everything that the coaching plan has to offer and also the ability to book your free discovery call in order to join the program.
As a web designer or developer who is running their own web business, do you find yourself struggling to find clients, undercharging for your services, confused over your process and more? Trust me, I've been there, and if you found yourself nodding along to any of these, then this is the podcast for you. If we haven't met before, welcome friend, my name is Ben Bellamy and I'm your new favorite website biz expert. I spend my days running my own successful international web design business, following my dreams, and running the business that I love. If you are an ambitious web designer or developer running their own web biz, I'll be delving deep in my years of experience and teaching you all about how to get dream clients, streamline your process, and grow your revenue to 5K months and beyond. So grab that cup of tea and get comfy. It's time to listen to the Grow Your Web Biz podcast.
One of the biggest things I've learned in my web design business is that there are two hurdles to winning a new client. And they are number one, the sales or the discovery call. And number two, the proposal. When you're on the phone with a new potential client for the first time, it's important to ask the right questions. If you don't, you end up not knowing all the full specifics about what they're looking for. And so how can you quote them effectively?
Being on the phone with them is also your time to shine, your time to wow, and your time to impress them. But if you don't clearly and persuasively communicate your process and how it works, you might leave the client putting the phone down and having more questions than answers. Then the proposal is where you drive it all home. But if it doesn't contain the project specifics and isn't set up to wow the client, then you're not going to be very memorable. When I first started my web design business, there was no one to tell me everything that I needed. And believe it or not, I did not have a proposal to send to my potential clients. Crazy, right? I was sending an email to them with everything included. And when I say everything included, I typically wasn't including anything persuasive and only the basic information, such as the price and how many pages and when I could get started. Most of the time, this was because the client was saying to me, just send me an email with a price so I know whether I can afford it and not waste your time putting together a whole proposal. Here's the problem with that. The proposal is meant to do much more than just tell the customer the price. It's meant to persuade the client to go ahead and actually buy. Even if the price was out of their budget, the proposal should leave them feeling like they need to buy from me, even if it's out of their budget. And if I'm only sending them an email, it's just not going to do that. Now, I'm also not about wasting time, so if your price is way out of your client's budget, you don't want to spend hours putting together a proposal that's going to end up being an immediate no. However, this is where having a refined system can save you time. Having a really professional and wow factor proposal template set up means that you should be able to turn around a proposal really quickly. When you have a template, you should only need to change out the relevant info, such as the project details, the price, the client details, and such, not creating and editing a brand new proposal in its entirety. So what exactly should you be including in your proposal in order to convert your potential clients into sales? Let's start by talking about the introduction. Here, you should thank them for hopping on a call and let them know it was great to get to know them. You should be letting them know that in the following pages, it will outline the project details, information about your experience, and how your process works. You should also include here that the proposal is valid for 30 days. This is important because you don't want to allow the client to come back, say, in a year, and maybe you've increased your price since then, and more importantly, you want to encourage them to go ahead within the 30 days. Next, you need to talk about you and your business. Here, you can talk about your mission, your experience, and some personal insight too. Chances are the client will probably have already seen this stuff before, either on your website before inquiring, or you'll have talked about it on the discovery call, but it's still really good to highlight, especially your experience. You want to reinforce why you are the best fit for this project. Now, this might not change with each proposal because we want to minimize the amount of changes we will need to make. And typically your experience is making amazing websites, so that should always apply. However, you might want to tweak it slightly. Say if you were creating a website for a restaurant, you'd maybe want to tailor the wording to be more specific to restaurants. But if you mainly already deal with a specific niche, you probably won't need to change out the wording. One of the most important things you need to be talking about in your proposal is, of course, the project details. You need to show that you've actually listened and understood the client and what their requirements are. Here, you'll want to be talking about the project background and highlight what the client's goals are and how a new website fits into that. You'll also want to specifically highlight the benefits of a new website and the negatives of not going ahead. For example, you could say, by doing this, you'll benefit from authority within your industry and have a higher chance of conversions for your email list and sales. However, we've also established that if you choose not to go ahead, that you may fall behind your competitors and fail to maximize on your conversions. Now that you've spoken about the goals, you also want to talk about the design goals, including who the design should resonate with, ideally the client's dream client, and the website requirements such as easy and clear navigation, a modern and stylish design, and being mobile and tablet friendly. Next on the list is to talk about the website content and features. This section could literally save your life down the line, as here we're going to include the specifics of what you were going to provide as part of this quote. Things like how many pages, what CMS system, any extras such as an e-commerce add-on, copywriting, which plugins or softwares or extras, basically all the work you're going to do. By being really explicit here, you'll avoid situations down the line where the client might say, can you just add this in? Or, oh, I thought this was included. Meaning you're covered and can decide whether you do want to add in the extra or you're going to charge for it. Now, the next thing is something that I always see people forgetting to include, and that's testimonials. And yes, we personally include a whole section full of our testimonials because this is really important to highlight to potential clients. A potential client wants to be able to put themselves in a previous client's shoes, and the best way to do that is through testimonials. Now, the potential client almost certainly will have seen your testimonials before this point, whether that's on your website or your social media, but we really want to make sure that at the moment where the decision is being made, the proposal stage, we are doing everything we can to drive it home. As part of a good customer experience, you want to educate and make sure your client fully understands how your process works. Remember, a great client is an educated client. You do not want to leave your client with more questions or scratching their head with how things work, or leave them confused with what's coming next. Most importantly, the client needs to know the timescale and what they can expect as part of that. Now let's talk about one of the main pages that the potential client is going to be looking at, the price page. Although in my business we never use the word price or cost, I always use the word investment. When it comes to a website, it is an actual investment that the client is going to make for their business. They will make money in their business from having a good website. And this is exactly the way we need to treat it. On this page, we will really clearly highlight the total cost and a brief breakdown of what's included. Not too much detail, however, as this is, of course, detailed throughout the previous pages of the proposal. Not only is it important to include the price, but also how the payment works. As standard, we offer a 50-25-25 payment plan. When the client books to go ahead, we ask them for a 50% non-refundable deposit upfront. Then, once we have delivered the first draft, we ask for 25% of the total. And then when we launch the website, we ask for the remaining 25%. Now, there is no harm in offering two options here. For example, one option that includes everything the client has asked for, and then another higher paid option with everything the client has asked for and anything extra you think will really help them excel within their business. Some of the time, clients will go for the higher paid option, and then bam, you are generating extra revenue within your business. As time goes on, you'll almost certainly notice you get asked the same questions by potential clients. And to save time, it's really important to collate them into one space. We always include an FAQ section in our proposals that literally answer all of the regular questions a potential client might have. For example, things like, how does payment work? How do I review the work you've done? And how does the launch work? By having this information, we're making sure that the client really understands everything about the process and isn't left with any questions. If they're left with questions, they're probably not feeling too confident in your process and proposal, and so the chance of converting them is going to be lower. Finally, you want to include the next steps. This section tells the client exactly what the next steps are from the proposal. For example, to accept the proposal, you need to do X. Then once you've accepted it, we'll reach out for Y. Don't forget, make sure to include your contact information and make it visible on this page. Just in case there are any questions they might have, you want to make it super simple in order to get in touch with you if they need to. Some of these points might be small, but when added together, they form a mighty proposal that almost certainly will wow and convert your potential clients.
Now, if you've been listening to today's episode and furiously writing down all the different points I've been talking about that you need to have in your proposal, friend, do not worry, I have got you covered. In my Web Designers Toolkit, which is coming really soon, will be included a proposal, and it will include all of the things that we've spoken about today. This proposal template is the one that I have used within my own business in order to secure my own web design clients, so I know that it works. In order to get your name on the waitlist for the toolkit, head to benbellamy.co.uk/waitlist.
and I will personally tell you when the toolkit is ready to launch. Now, we're also planning some early purchase bonuses as well. So once that information is ready to go, I'll also be sending you that. And those bonuses will be running for the first 2 weeks of the launch. So we've got some really great stuff happening. I just can't quite tell you about it just yet, but we are so, so close. So if you are interested in having the toolkit, which will include the proposal that we've talked about today and loads of other great stuff, head to benbellamy.co.uk/waitlist to get on the waitlist today.
Phew, what an episode. But don't disappear just yet. If you loved today's episode as much as I did and want to tell the world about it, then I'm going to ask you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review. Not only will I love you forever, but every time I get an amazing review from one of my listeners, I do a happy dance, and it absolutely makes my day. I'll drop a link where you can leave me a 5-star review in the show notes. Thank you in advance, and I'll see you next time. Time.